Any questions so far? Thank you, sweets. And if you do have a desire to come up while I answer Ira's question, to come up with like a specific chord melody thing, then you can grab your guitar right now and get tuned up and come on up. And in the meantime, go ahead, Ira.
Sorry, can you explain accent and the song?
Accents is when, like, when you're trading, it's a development further from trading. When you're trading a specific number of bars, I don't know if I call it, I mean, maybe accent's not the right word, but you're placing the chord whenever you feel like in the bar. Just to demonstrate, here's trading. And here's accents, just whenever the heck I want. Three, four. After I finish the phrase, wherever I want to finish, and then put it in before the next phrase. Any other questions? Who else wants to come up? And I can't believe I got through it in 35 minutes, which was my goal, to allow time for questions. Anyone have any specific, you know, chord melody challenges that they, not that I know everything, we can open it up to the group to answer your questions. All right, what's for it? Go ahead.
Okay, I'm just kind of intrigued by the notation system that you have going over the chords and the notes.
Yeah.
The steps of the scale. If this was a song that changed keys or had a lot of, you know, accidental notes, would it still be feasible to put in all of that, you know, all of the melodic?
Yeah, I mean, the answer is yes, and you don't have to use my system. You can come up with your own system. I'm not attached to it.
No,
but you could, but like, in, there is one flat in this melody. Let's go back to the, it's a good question. There's a flat two, which is kind of cool. It's my favorite note. If you look on the third system, the first bar, it has a, what part of the song? Wait, where are we? So we're in the key of G. Forgot what key we were in for a second. Oh. So I just put flat two there. So with that system, you can represent all 12 notes. But also keep in mind, like I said, you might choose to do the numbers as they relate to the chords, which is interesting. That would be five, flat five, five, six, five, which is, makes it much easier when you're going for a chord melody. Then you just play a chord and you know, hopefully know where the fifth is. That's a digression from your question, but does that make sense?
Yeah, I've just never seen, you know, tune represented like this. It seems very useful. Changing keys.
I don't know about changing keys. You would just have to say, what I do is, you took my jazz clinic, when we analyzed harmony and it would change keys, like suppose it goes to the key of C, let's pick an unrelated key. Suppose it goes to the key of B flat. Right, and it started out in the key of G, I would write flat three equals new one, and then analyze everything from thereafter from the point of view of this new flat three, which happens to be B flat. In parentheses, I'd write flat three, and if it's multiple key changes in one tune, I would do that every single time it changes keys, and if it went back to the original key, I'd just write original one in parentheses. Is that, maybe that was what your question was?
No, I don't understand.
If you go back and look at my harmonic analysis things from the jazz clinic, you'll see like let's say Green Dolphin Street. It goes one and then one minor and then two dominant, flat two and one and then a two and five and then a one. And then right here, rather than saying four minor, flat seven dominant, flat three major seven, which is a 2-5-1 according to E flat, you could just write flat three equals new one and have 2-5-1 and then put another note back to your original key. 5-D. With that key, yes. Right, because if you, that's a good point, because if you didn't do that, now you'd have to, your melody notes according to C would be, be like flat 7-4-5, flat 6, flat 7, 7, flat 2, it would look all weird and like not nice. So whatever your path of least resistance is, that's a good question.
Yes.
Choose whatever system makes the most sense for you. You're not going to hand it to another musician like that, usually. Brian had a question?
Yes, mine sounds much simpler. You were saying you were using a pentatonic scale in this song, and then you went to a major scale, and I was wondering how you knew when and where to do that.
Good question. The major pentatonic is nice because... Where's my water bottle, man? I know I had a drink before.
It's out in the...
Oh, thanks, Max. The pentatonic has an advantage because it's easier to finger. Thank you, buddy. Thank you. That's what happened. I filled it up and then didn't take it with me. As if the act of filling it up was enough to quench my thirst. The major pentatonic is easier to finger. You can pull off all your... Right? But it doesn't... It's easier to finger and it smoothly sails over every chord.
Right.